You're listening to KHUM. That was Prince with If I Was Your Girlfriend. And before that, ended up getting on the track If I Was the Man in Your Life off of Musicology. And then it started it out with Delirious right there. If you're just now tuning in, Prince, it was announced earlier this morning, like about an hour and a half ago, that he was found dead at his home in suburban Minneapolis. And so far, several of his fans have started to gather in the rain. It's apparently raining right now in Minneapolis on a hillside opposite Prince's home and studios at Paisley Park. So there we go. Anyway, in other news, it just kind of feels awkward after talking about that to switch over and then talk to you. But
We got it.
Amber Grimes is in here, and she put together an awesome thing that's going on tonight over in Sequoia Park.
Yeah, it's Illuminating the Past, celebrating Sequoia Park's history. So it's an interactive history event in the park focused on its history. So, yeah.
And you are like a local history buff. You like love history.
Well, I might not say buff, but in summertime, I got trained to do the history tours of Old Town. And so that kind of just, I've been researching on my own and wanted to do a history event.
Well, you're a buff in my eyes.
Oh, very sweet. Thank you.
Well, this is really cool. Like, so people will go to Sequoia Park and they can time travel, in quotes, and yes. We'll get historic night tours and have tons of interactive activities. And you've paired with the Clark Museum. They're going to have something, too.
We paired up with a lot of people. With the Clark Museum, they'll be there with their hand. It's a museum in a box, and so it's like hands-on artifacts. And we're also doing a Hunt Through History challenge, where if you go find the yellow signs and read them, come back to the Clark Museum booth, and you will answer a question. And then if you answer your question, you get free passes to the Clark Museum for your group.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, yeah, we've paired that up with them, and we'll be pairing up with them for summer for our tours. And we also have the NCRT, North Coast Repertory Theater. They've gathered actors, and they're going to be in costume. They're going to be leading the tours. And there's going to be two tours. One's a short one that's wheelchair accessible, and that goes to Windstorm Meadow. And the other one is longer, goes down to the Duck Pond. And they're going to figure out if that, witch really lived in that cabin or not. Find out.
So this goes on from 6 until 8.
Yeah, 6 to 8. It's free at Sequoia Park. There'll be a sign-in booth over by the gazebo. And you've got to make sure you get a hand stamp and your tour card. And we'll have Humboldt Bay Brass. We'll be playing in the gazebo starting at 6:30. They're a local brass ensemble, and they'll be playing tunes that were played in the park and around Eureka and the North Coast.
That's totally neat. So yeah. There'll even be a band making the soundtrack.
Yeah, because like that used to be a big thing on the weekends. There would be live bands would come, and people would come on the weekends to go listen to the bands and have a picnic. And so it was a really big part of Sequoia Park's history.
How did you find out what songs that they used to play and that kind of sort of stuff?
That is Dr. Gil Klein. He's the leader of Humboldt Bay Brass. He researches, and that's one of his things that he does, is research local music. And they're going to be premiering an arrangement of a tune that was written by Frank Flowers, who was a local music educator and band leader.
Wow. So this is really cool. This is an event that like everybody will get into of all ages.
Yeah. And there's homemade toys. So you get to make toys that kids used to make to entertain themselves. So kind of a modern take on them, but still the idea of making your own toys. And then there's going to be like a game, old-fashioned game. So jacks, marbles, and jump rope if you're feeling competitive at all.
And the ball in the cup?
Oh, yes, the ball in the cup. You get to make a cup, an origami cup, and then everything's like made out of recycled paper and everything. It's going to be super cool. And pinwheels, and what else do we have? A yarn doll. You get to make a yarn doll.
Sweet. And so that is tonight from 6 until 8 in Sequoia Park.
In Sequoia Park.
And you're thinking about doing a similar event in the fall, perhaps?
Perhaps. It's in the works right now. And so we had an event in October that was Bugs, Bats, and Owls, Oh My. And we had like 300 people come. It was awesome. And we had like live owls. And so that was October. So we're kind of doing a couple events every year.
Cool. So where should people go to find out about other Eureka Park and Rec?
They can check out, they can call the Adorty Center, or they can check out the Park and Rec, Parks and Rec website, and there should be a flyer on there, and we also have a Twitter and a Facebook account if they want to go look there.
That's wonderful. Okay, so 6 until 8 p.m., people go on out to Sequoia Park.
Yes, and it is free, and it's family-friendly. We want to see everyone there, and it should be a marvelous time.
A marvelous time.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
I just say glorious. Glorious time.
Glorious.
So.
All right, coming up here in just a moment, I'll get on some more Prince. You're listening to KHUM.